Amen. And I want the Lord, amen, to help us tonight. Daniel chapter 3, verse number 23. And we'll read down through verse number 25. The Bible says, "And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished, and arose up in haste, and spake and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king." Hallelujah. Listen to what he says in verse number 25. "And he answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose," hallelujah, "walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Hallelujah. I don't care how many times we teach on it in Sunday school and hear it preached. That's still a shouting verse right there. Hallelujah. "No, I see four men loose." Hallelujah. Amen. "Walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt."
Right.
They ain't even hurt. Hallelujah. Amen. "And the form of the fourth is like unto the Son of God." Can you just stretch your hand up? Ask the Lord to help us tonight, Lord. Thank you for this service, Lord. Thank you for the fellowship that's here. Thank you for the word of God. I pray, God, that you would help us tonight. Let the Holy Ghost come by, Lord. Let the Spirit of God touch us in this place, Lord. Help us, God, to realize that you're with us tonight. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. The church said amen.
Amen.
I want to simply preach tonight on He is with us. Hallelujah. Amen. He is with us. I believe that God is with us. Praise the Lord. I believe that God is right close to us. Matter of fact, Paul said on Mars Hill, when he found that altar to the unknown God, he said he's not far from any one of us if we just happily feel after him. I'd like to feel after God tonight. I'd like to feel after the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Now it was Nebuchadnezzar who saw him. It was Nebuchadnezzar who revealed this truth unto us. Amen. It was Nebuchadnezzar who told us that he saw this fourth man in the fire. Praise God. You know, the devil revealed a lot of things to us. We never knew there's a hedge about Job until he was whining and said, "If you let that hedge down, I'd touch him." Hallelujah. Praise God. We never knew there's a fourth man in the fire. We just knew the heat wasn't there. Amen. But Nebuchadnezzar said, "I see the fourth man, and they're all loose and walking around in the midst of the fire." Hallelujah. Praise God. But he was with them a long time before they got in the fire. I want to preach about how he's with us. Amen. With the courage to stand. Amen. Those Chaldeans came near and said, amen, there's certain Hebrews who will not bow. I know they looked out there and saw three men, but there was actually four men, because the Lord is nigh them. Amen. That'll stand up in an hour when everybody else is bowing. Hallelujah. He was with them a long time before they got in the fire. I'm going to tell you, the fire will reveal things. Amen. Even the Apostle Paul said that the fire will reveal things. Amen. And the fire revealed the presence of God. So I like to preach about how he's with us when we're standing and everybody else is bowing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said that the most mighty men in Nebuchadnezzar's army bound them up and threw them in that fire.
Yeah.
They had their garments and their hats. Amen. The king's commandment was so hot that the flame slew those men that took up Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego.
Right.
I want to preach about how, amen, when others are falling and we're still breathing. Hallelujah. We're still alive. Hallelujah. He's with us. Praise God. I want you to know we'll never stand for anything. Amen. If God doesn't stand by us, we'll never make it through the trial. If God, amen, doesn't help us. People are falling. People are turning back. And we're still alive. Hallelujah. Amen. And then lastly, very, very from elementary or very simple to all of us, I mean the Sunday school kids could preach this message for us tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. The last way we know he's with us, amen, is the freedom in the fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They should have died long time before they got in the fire. Amen. But they're loose and walking around. I want you to know the ropes can't take the heat. Amen. But the child of God don't die in the fire because he's with us. Amen. He's with us. The courage to stand. Praise God. To stand up if we ever needed to stand. If we ever needed to stand for holiness. If we ever needed to stand for what's right.
Come on.
It's in this day and hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The golden image has been set up. All of those instruments playing. Amen. Just a big old orchestra playing. I love music. Praise the Lord. But you got to be careful what kind of music you listen to. Amen. That old country and western music. Amen. Tells about all types of sin. Amen. Lord help us. I was preaching a funeral the other day. And this man wasn't a Christian. And they played some old song right before I got up to preach about drinking a beer.
Yeah.
Well, my Lord help us.
Yeah.
How am I going to get up and preach after that? Well, just got to get up and preach anyways. Amen. But we got to be careful what music we listen to. But he played all of that music, all of that orchestra. Amen. But they were still standing. Amen. You don't have enough music, devil. You don't have enough. Amen. Orchestra, devil. Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. You better get some more music. Because I'm not bowing to that image. And everybody else is bowing. Everybody else is bowing.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
Bless him, Lord.
He gave them a second chance.
Yeah.
Now, I've known people that didn't bow on the first chance.
All right.
And bowed on the second chance.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Bless him.
But they said in verse number 12, certain Jews from whom thou hast set over the affairs of the providence of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men, O king, have not regarded thee.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Everybody else is bowing. We live in an hour where everybody's bowing. Amen. But God give us a backbone like a saw log. It said, I know what I believe. I know what I preach. I know what it takes. You can bow if you want to. I'm not going to bow. I wonder if Shadrach looked over at Meshach and said, did you feel that? Hallelujah. It's the unseen hand of the God Almighty. He was standing among them. I know nobody else saw him, but he was there. I want you to know when you're standing for God, he's standing right beside you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I remember when the Lord helped us to adopt, and we wasn't in foster care or anything, and we didn't understand that. They just threw on us. The Lord blessed our home with additional children through adoption and through the state. How that all happened is another story, but when I got in there, I was real intimidated, you know. It was all real quick. We wasn't expecting this. And so they was telling me all these rules because we was going to have this our daughter as a foster child for a little while. And then if it proceeded like it did, we would go to adoption. Well, one of the rules was that we couldn't cross state line without a court order. I didn't understand. I thought a court order, I'd have to call the judge and go in there, but it wasn't quite that bad, but it was still complicated. I didn't understand that. So I tried to talk to him. I said, is there no way around? We pastored there in East Texas, Northeast Texas, just a few miles to Oklahoma, my parents, a few miles to Arkansas. We built the Fairland and all. A few miles over in Louisiana, you know. All these states I could never go. My wife said, well, I guess I'll just have to stay home sometime. I mean, we couldn't go to youth rallies or camp meetings or nothing without a court order. So I kept saying stuff. Well, we went in that law library before we went up to the court. And the district attorney, I didn't know her. Keyes Russell stuck her head in there and said, I heard about this situation. I want to introduce myself to the reverend. And so she's going around there. You know, that's intimidating. Grant County district attorney's there. She said, preacher, you got any questions? And so I thought, well, I'm going to ask them. They done told me over and over that there's no way. And this ain't going to work out. You know, we just have to deal with this rule. And so I spoke up to her and I said, you know, about this crossing state lines. And the CPS worker spoke up. And that district attorney put her hand over that supervisor's mouth. Boy, I'm going to tell you, she got red and hot and mad, moving her purse around. And I explained to her. She said, well, I think we can do something about that. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? When I walked out of that law library or that room, that CPS worker said, hey, you don't need us. You got the district attorney. I never saw her in my life. She said, you got the district attorney on your side. Something told me you got more than the district attorney on your side. There's something about a child of God. And he told Jacob, he said, as a friend, thou hast power with God and with man.
Hallelujah.
We didn't know, I'll go on and say this. We didn't know, but there was a child protective service worker that was had worked our case that was the niece of the family court judge. We didn't know any about this stuff. And Brother Kevin, we had to go in the criminal court because there was a conflict of interest, you know. Hallelujah. We walked in that criminal court, me and my wife and our three children. I mean, walked in there. You could see a hush come on that place. Those lawyers and all, men in shackles, all of that. Amen. And they put our case up there in front of Judge Alfonso Charles, 188th District of Grant County. I'd heard his name, but I never saw him. Hallelujah. And we come before him. That judge started to cry. And he said, I want you to know this little baby don't realize how blessed she is. Hallelujah. We walked out of there. That child protective services said, you got the judge on your side. I wanted to say, we got somebody higher than the judge. I want you to know, child of God, there ain't a courtroom. I said, there ain't a judge higher than the Son of God. There ain't a prosecutor. There ain't a lawyer. Amen. There ain't a case that he don't know how to fix. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I said hallelujah. We're standing in that courtroom. Hallelujah. Now, Judge, is there anything else? I noticed on these notes, there was something about crossing state lines. So Child Protective Services explained their rule. Said, but Mr. Snow, Pastor Snow, Reverend Snow, they didn't know what to call me. Hallelujah. We're standing there, Brother Zach. There's orange jumpsuits everywhere. This ain't a normal family court. This is a criminal court. Hardened men. That judge said, Pastor, what is your request? And I told him, we travel some. Hallelujah. He took that old blue pen out. He said, I'll make the order. amen, that Pastor Snow and his family can travel up to 14 days without letting anyone know. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I can see old Shadrach looking over at Meshach. Did you feel that? Hallelujah. There have been times I've been in bad situations. There have been times I didn't know how it's going to turn out. All I knew, Brother Kevin Bloomfield, was I had to stand. I wasn't going to bow. I said I wasn't going to bow. And I felt all alone.
Come on, brother.
But you're not alone.
No, no.
I come to preach tonight on He is with us.
Praise God.
The next thing was, when others were falling, they're still alive.
Yeah, that's right.
Those mighty men,
yeah,
bound them up.
Yes, sir.
Tied them up.
Yeah.
Mighty soldiers. Now listen, this was a world conqueror. Nebuchadnezzar would march through those streets, ride chariots through Babylon. Mighty man.
Right.
Amen. Saddam Hussein, that laughing stock.
Yeah.
Amen. Tried to act like he wanted to be Saddam Hussein, or Nebuchadnezzar. He'd try to have parades through old Baghdad, that old place. And you know what's amazing? Through all of Iraqi freedom, Operation Iraqi Freedom, not one bomb was ever dropped in old Baghdad. I'm going to tell you exactly why. We're too close to the coming of the Lord. They're going to need it. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Praise God, but I don't believe we're going to need it. Hallelujah. They march up and down the streets of, amen, Baghdad, amen, Babylon, all they want to. I'm going to heaven, and I'm going to shout and shine. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. When Nebuchadnezzar's mighty men bound him up. They're huffing and puffing. You know, choking on smoke and all that heat. Go, Meshach. Hallelujah. Or you can call them by their Hebrew names, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. Looked over and said, are you boys feeling all right? you feeling okay?
Come on, bro.
All right. When I see people struggling, barely making it to the house of God,
come on,
I mean, their family and all, sometimes I look around. I'm feeling fine. Nothing in me.
Come on.
But I'm ready to worship.
Ready to worship.
Nothing in me, but I'm ready to shout.
Thank you.
Nothing in me. I'm not discouraged. Come on now, church.
Come on. Yeah.
People are going worldly. People are losing out on their standard. Now look around as they're huffing and puffing all about things and standards and holiness. Now look around and say, brother, are you all right? I'm feeling fine. I'm loving holiness. I'm loving Pentecost. I want to tell you why. He's with us. I said he's with us. Amen. We're not holy on our own. He's with us. We'd have died. We'd have backslid. We'd have compromised a long time ago. But he's with us. I said he's with us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen, East Texas.
Thank you, Lord.
People's leaving the church. We was working on the gym there, brother. Early one morning, we got up trying to get this paint done early. And this man from the church called me. I need to see you this morning. Come on now. Before I go to work. Yeah. I said, well, I'm here at the church. Come on, I knew what it was. And it wasn't exactly what I wish it was. They was leaving the church. Mad. I hung up the phone. And my phone rang again. It's Brother David Harrison. Brother Sam, I wake you up. No, sir. Just, you know. Well, I'm so sorry. I must ate too much pizza last night. But I had a dream that you was in a field and a big old hand come down out of heaven and picked you up and carried you to the other side. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. I was talking to Brother Harrison. We got to praying and shouting there on the phone, and the man pulled up. I got to go, brother. I got to go. I'm wiping my eyes. He's been walking there. He's mad. Hallelujah. We're leaving the church. Hey, man, telling me all this. My soul was on fire. I'm telling you, he's with us. Yeah. Oh, he's a huffing and puffing, trying to suck in that, you know, hot heat that the devil will blow in our face. Now, I'm just fine. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, can I get a witness tonight?
Come on.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. I said, I was just fine. He got mad at me because I didn't respond like I cared.
Oh,
what was I supposed to tell him? I wasn't there going to tell him about Brother Harrison's call.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's with us.
Yes, right. Yeah. Sir. Yes, sir.
When others are falling,
you're right.
And you're still standing, you can know he's with us. Seven times hotter was the fire. Amen. Than it should have been heated. Than it was wont to be heated, or than it normally is heated.
Yeah.
Seven times hotter. Listen, seven is God's number of completion. Amen. When God said, I'll judge you seven times for your sins, he means I'll judge you till I can't judge you no more. Amen. When he said, a just man falleth seven times, yet he arises again, it actually means he, every time he falls, he gets up. Amen. When Peter said, do I forgive seven times? He said, no way. 70 times seven. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Amen. I want you to know when Elijah said, go again and look for the rain seven times, he was saying, go look until you find it. I want to tell you something, church. The fire is hot, and others are dying, and others are giving up, and others are turning around.
Come on.
Come on.
Your way, Lord.
That's God.
Brother. I can't say I'm not afraid of the fire.
Bless him, Lord.
But I'm feeling fire.
Great God in heaven.
God bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Run to the mountains, Brother Kevin. Praise God. They're quitting.
Quit.
I ain't a quitting.
Right.
Praise God. So I'll go ahead and finish part of that. So I went back in. Brother in the church said, we got to have some more paint. Special oil based paint, you know, painting concrete. He said, I'm going to run and get it. I said, no, I'll go get it. I wanted some time alone. And I didn't want to hide out, you know, but this was my excuse to get off and go alone. I'm preaching on he's with us. So I got in the truck, took off toward Henderson. I'm running down the road. And I have never picked up a hitchhiker. Never. I never have before, never have since. And I'm driving down the road, and this man throws up his thumb. And I pulled over and started backing up. And it caught me, and so I called the man at the church and said, I'm picking up a hitchhiker. If you don't hear from me in 30 minutes, call me back. He never did call me. I had to get off. He's getting in. This man got in that truck, and this is what he said. Who are you? I said, I'm a pastor, preacher in Kiltmore. He started telling me. He told me exactly what had happened that morning. He told me about the man leaving. And I'm just a weeping, brother. I can't control myself. I'm already stirred about Brother Harrison. And I'm just a weeping. And this man telling me this stuff. I mean, just tell me. And he takes his fist and he hits me in the arm. And I turned and he said, preacher, it won't always be this way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what? He said, I'll get out right here. That's what happened. praise God, like I was in a daze. And he got out of the truck and I went on. And I don't know who he was to this day, but he was sent from God to tell me one thing. He's with us. I come to tell you tonight, I know you're headed to the fire. I know the furnace flames are in front of you. I know you can already see them. Amen, but he's with you. I said he's with us. He would have never stood when everybody else bowed if he wasn't with you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I heard him say 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee, because he's with us. There is an immutability. Amen. There's a blood that covers the saints of God.
Hallelujah.
I've got to say this. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue spoken against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Hallelujah. And their righteousness is of me. He's with us. I know somebody's in this place and you can already see the flames. That old devil, look at that fire.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Look at those flames.
Yes. Come on now.
Yeah. Glory to the Lamb of God. But he's with us.
Yeah. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on.
Praise God. I got one more thing to preach. Brother Zach, can you help me? Glory, help the kids.
Praise God.
There's another way that we can know he's with us.
Right.
All right.
The courage we've got to stand, Brother Earl. I don't know you, but you would have never stood for God the way you have if he hadn't been with you.
Come on now.
Brother Brian, you wouldn't be serving God and those backslid.
Come on.
If God wasn't with you.
If he wasn't all with right. you.
And there's one way else to know.
Yeah, man.
Freedom in the fire.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. I hope I don't mess nobody's doctrine up right now. But I don't know if Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego ever knew he was there until they came out and they told him. Maybe they did. I don't know. But he was there all the time. And here's another way you can know it. Freedom in the fire. They bound them up and they fell down. But at some point, brother, they wasn't laying down. They was walking around in the midst of the fire. Lay down right there. Come on, everybody. Come on. Lay down right there. Come on. Come on, one of you boys. Come on, help me. Come on, lay down by these boys. Lay down.
Glory be to God.
Brother, that's the way it was. The last time I looked in, Nebuchadnezzar said. But at some point, they got up. And they started walking around. Just start walking around. In the midst, keep on walking. In the midst of the fire. Better walk around with them. And here comes the king. I see four. One, two, three, four. And they're loose. Walking in the midst of the fire. You listen to me, I know you're down, but you can get up and walk around whenever you get ready. Because he's with us. I said he's with us. I said he's with us. get your liberty. Because the ropes are gone. You know what, son, mama? Want to do right now? The devil's got you all bound up. Devil's got you all tied up. You come to church. Bound up. Come to me. Bound up. But the ropes are already burnt. I don't know when, but I have a feeling old Bendigo at some point looked over at those other guys, said, my ropes are gone. I'm not going to lay down here no more.
All right.
I'm going to get up and walk around. I have a feeling he may have told those other two.
Come on.
He is with us.
All right.
I want to tell somebody tonight, I know you're in the fire. I know you're in the pit. I know you're in the fire. But you're not alone. He's with us. I said he's with us. Come on, lift a hand to the Lord. Nobody looking around right now. You slip your hand up and say, Brother Sam, we're in the fire. Come on, slip it up. Sister, God's going to help you. He's with you. Anybody else? I see your hand, and I want you to know he's with you. Anybody else? You lift your hand up right now. I see it. God's going to help you. Anybody else in this place? You say, Brother Sam, pray for me. Pray for my people. Yes, sir, brother. He's with you. Hallelujah. My God, he's with us. I said, my God, he's with us. While the Spirit of God is here, if you're sick, you need healing. There's men of God in this place. I want you to take advantage of it right now. If you need a healing of your body, I want you to come on up here. Amen. There's men of God in this place that will anoint you with oil. If you've got a sickness in your body, you need God to touch you. I'll come on right now. Come on. Amen. You need a touch from God. Come on. Amen. I know there's several in this service. You need a touch from the Lord. Don't you be ashamed. Amen. We're going to anoint with oil in the name of the Lord. The Bible said the prayer of faith shall save the sick. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Our victory's without party. things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision, and my frustration gets so out of hand. Oh,